Thank you, Mr. President. Australia remains committed to the CCW and its universalisation, and add our voice to countries that have, to states that have urged others that are not yet parties to the CCW to do so. Australia agrees that the CCW is the appropriate forum for continued consideration of the issue of lethal autonomous weapons. We thank Ambassador Amandeep Gill for his skillful chairmanship of the GGE on laws, and look forward to the discussion of the GGE's recommendations later in this meeting. We also look forward to the endorsement by this meeting of the recommended continuation of the GGE's mandate in 2018. Mr. President, the problem created by unexploded ordnance is very well documented, and we support efforts to minimise the impact of this on civilian populations. Similarly, we agree there must be limits on the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas, and we encourage states to adopt robust targeting processes which strictly adhere to international humanitarian law as the appropriate way of addressing this issue. Mr. President, I won't repeat the remarks I made earlier about MOTAPAM, other than to highlight two dimensions of that issue. First, recalling the comment that the then Secretary General made to this meeting back in 2012, where he urged high contracting parties to explore all possible avenues for ensuring these weapons no longer harm civilians. And noting that that was now 6 years ago, it's disturbing that we still see these weapons causing substantial casualties. I refer to data released just this week in the Landmines Monitor, which showed that there were 488 casualties in 2017 from anti-vehicle mines. That compared to 748 casualties from anti-personnel mines. Now, obviously, these numbers are lower than the casualties caused by the scourge of IEDs and EPW, but they are not insignificant. And indeed, I think this means we should certainly not lose sight of this issue in this forum. Mr. Chairman, Australia continues to support the CCW sponsorship program as an important mechanism for ensuring the broadest possible participation in meetings of the convention, and encourage all states parties with the means to do so to support the program. Finally, the current state of the CCW is of great concern to Australia, as it is for many other speakers, and we urge the adoption of new financial rules and call on all states parties to fulfil their financial obligations. Thank you.